Chapter 155. Light at arm's length. Thinking of his varied fortunes within the last few weeks, and of his rustic boyhood, and of the two periods of his life so strangely brought together across the wide intermediate space, thinking of the murdered man whose image is fresh in his mind, thinking of the lady who has disappeared from these very rooms, and the tokens of whose recent presence are all here, thinking of the master of the house upstairs, and of the foreboding, who will tell him, he looks here and looks there, and reflects how he might see something now, which it would tax his boldness to walk up to, lay his hand upon, and prove to be a fancy. But it is all blank, blank as the darkness above and below, while he goes up the great staircase again, blank as the oppressive silence. All is still in readiness, George Rouncewell? Quite orderly and right, Sir Leicester. No word of any kind? The trooper shakes his head. No letter that can possibly have been overlooked? But he knows there is no such hope as that, and lays his head down without looking for an answer. Very familiar to him, as he said himself some hours ago, George Rouncewell lifts him into easier positions through the long remainder of the blank wintry night, and equally familiar with his unexpressed wish, extinguishes the light and undraws the curtains at the first late break of day. The day comes like a phantom. Cold, colorless, and vague, it sends a warning streak before it of a death-like hue, as if it cried out, look what I am bringing you who watch there. Who will tell him? Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.